brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Total commitment. We're going to have the skeleton crew of great folks, Shikari Jackson and David Knight back here, hosting the nightly news and the radio show on Thursday and Friday. But I'll be on the show all of Thursday from a hotel near Dealey Plaza, broadcasting with audio and video. But we'll have David Knight in there also riding shotgun with us when we're on the road in case there's any technical difficulties. He'll be like Houston. I'll be up there in the capsule. And then on Friday, I'm going to be down in the crowd a lot and marching and things like that. We're going to have marches on Thursday and Friday for the First Amendment. It's under so much attack. When we fight for it, we get it back. You have to fight for this stuff. You're not just given liberty. You have to demand it. You have to take it. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. And we're going to have our reporters down there live via video Skype. On the show from different angles. We're going to have a total 10 different reporters and camera people reporting for InfoWars Nightly News and the radio show. That is this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The first wave will get up there tomorrow with myself, and then we're going to have the next wave come up on Thursday, and all total we will have a lot of folks up there to cover every angle of it. Again, I wouldn't even have sent a reporter to the 50th anniversary if they weren't violating the First Amendment. But because the mayor, Mike Rawlings, let's put his picture up there for everybody as soon as we can. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings, City of Dallas, he has come out and said there's no free speech in Dallas and that no one can even hand out flyers anywhere in downtown until a judge said you can't do that. You can call his office. You can call his chief of staff, Adam McGuff, the crime dog's brother, I guess. And it's 214-670-7894, 214-670-7894. Give the mayor's chief of staff a call and just let him know that we are not his prisoners. And that we will, I mean, just look at that guy, if you're watching us on TV, just another one of these guys that thinks we're North Korea, and he thinks he's God, and that thinks everyone has to bow down to him because he looks like Frankenstein. Well, I got news for Mayor Frankenstein. Frankenstein, as they say in that great comedy, A Bride of Frankenstein. What's the name of that comedy? Is it Bride of Frankenstein? Because I know they have the horror Bride of Frankenstein, but then they have the real ones. Young Frankenstein, yes, a good comedy. My parents have wore that out, though. I grew up watching that, and you know, on Halloween, and then now they just always have it on at their house when I go over there at Halloween. They always have a party over there, and I think I've seen it a little too much. I can't remember the name of it. Maybe I haven't seen it enough. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a very interesting guest on in the next segment for two segments or so. E.T. Williams. And I just want to get E.T. Williams on because he's very watchable and very listenable. He is a very interesting fellow. And I agree with a lot of his views. I think some of his views are a little over the top. But when the other side is so over the top, I get what he's saying to get people's attention. So we're going to be talking to E.T. Williams, the junkyard dog, as he calls himself, straight ahead, and he's an author. That is coming up. And then we've got, it's his birthday. That's not why he's coming on. He's got big Second Amendment news and just absolute treasonous activity by the establishment Republicans to defeat Tea Party Republicans in places like Virginia. He's got inside intel with Larry Pratt. Larry Pratt doesn't usually ask to come on. He only asks to come on. We usually ask to get him when it's something big. He's at the start of the next hour. But we got big, big police state news, big biometric news, big, the biggest TSA news yet. And I mean yet. I can't believe I even covered that yet. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones. Follow us on Twitter, Real Alex Jones. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We're now into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast. It is the 19th day of November, 2013. We've got 2 hours in the transmission left. And then I'll also be broadcasting from Austin, Texas tomorrow. But then Thursday and Friday, I'm going to be in Dallas for the 50th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Because they're saying no free speech, no videotaping in public of any Dallas property. That's been overthrown by the Supreme Court and state courts hundreds of times. The police and government trying to say you can't videotape in public. And that you can't videotape the government building. That's ours. I mean, this mayor is really begging for big fat lawsuits. So I'm going up there tomorrow night. I'm going to be at the Dallas Federal Reserve to protest who really runs this country. At 8 o'clock to hand out, I just decided to print 10,000 more, 30,000 flyers. 30,000 flyers. One of them is the three monkeys, see nothing, hear nothing, speak nothing, and then a whole on the whole back, a message about the attack on free speech in Dallas, and then some JFK info. I need everybody to meet me at 8 o'clock tomorrow night if you want to be part of the activist group of the First Amendment, because America's turning into Tiananmen Square. If they have their way, folks, it's going to be illegal. They're suing churches, suing pro-life groups. The federal government is sending the IRS after them. They're persecuting the governor of Wisconsin right now, trying to shut him down. This is tyranny. And now they're trying to bring back censorship of free speech on talk radio and the Internet. All this is happening. So you use it or you lose it. Coming up after E.T. Williams leaves us at about 40 after, I'll be with us for three segments. I'm going to get to the video of this. Coming soon, a biometric fingerprint scan just to leave the airport. Yesterday, our story from InfoWars.com went on DrudgeReport.com. Let's show folks. It's still up there on the lower right-hand side is where it's at now. Drudge added, so everybody could see this, part two, we noticed in the video and then found the promo video of the company, you've got a thumbprint or fingerprint to get it to open to leave, and then it locks you in for a minute, and then you got a finger scan to get out of the airport. And it looks just like a naked body scanner to condition you to go through those. This is absolute police state, folks. Absolute, total, and complete mega, mega police state. So we're going to be breaking that down after E.T. Williams leaves us. We have, again, more news on Obamacare, more news on what's happening to the Border Patrol, more news on the economy that I haven't even gotten to yet, and some big intel on what's happening with the NSA and the hardware being bought for the spy boxes that have gone in everywhere. Now it's being targeted at the Tea Party, libertarians, and conservatives. I mean, this is like a communist takeover, folks. We've got all of that coming up. And, of course, Biden calls on higher power, what, Satan, his father, to save Obamacare and the death panels and making the churches pay for abortions and, you know, teaching five-year-olds, you know, how to have sex. I mean, it's just these people are a bunch of degenerates, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why I like E.T. Williams. And, you know, I don't agree with everything E.T. Williams has to say, but I understand his anger at some of the things that are going on. His website's whateverhappenedtocommonsense.com. And E.T. Williams is a simple man who doesn't mind standing alone by himself when convinced that it's right. And he joins us, and I've seen his YouTube videos. Some of them get hundreds of thousands of millions of views. And he also, of course, stood up for us with the whole Piers Morgan thing. He was like the first person that next day to come out and defend us. Because at first, people were saying, oh, Alex, you really screwed up getting in his face. But now it's recognized as turning the tide at many levels, saying, look, you want our guns. You want to enslave us. If you try to take them, it'll be 1776 again, redcoat. So they tell us to sit down and shut up while they're all aggressive and try to shout us down. So that's why I like E.T. Williams. And I've been wanting to get him on for a long time, but we finally got a hold of him and are getting him on right now to cover the waterfront of subjects. But, Mr. Williams, good to have you on with us today.
Hey, good to be on, Alex. I appreciate it.
You bet. Wow. Well, you've got the floor. For folks that don't know who you are, tell us your worldview.
Well, I'm a pretty simple man, Alex. I always tell people, I'm not going to blow you away being the most articulate person in the world, but I know the difference between right and wrong, and that's why I think the American people have lost this sense. When our grandfathers and fathers grew up, when a man shook your hand and said he was going to do something, damn it, he did what he said he was going to do. And I think we have raised up a bunch of wussies, a bunch of wimp men, a bunch of pacifists. They're letting the homosexual agenda take over our damn country. They are violating every constitutional right under the sun. There's no way that a man like Barack Obama could have stayed in charge unless we have become a bunch of wimps. If this had happened 50 or 60 years ago, we would have stormed the White House and removed this damn communist out of the White House. But too many of us have become content, because as long as we have our iPods and our Internet and our two-car garages, we're content with letting these SOBs completely dictate what the hell we think. And I'm just one of the mindset that I'd rather die than let a bastard like Barack Obama or Joseph Biden or any of these other damn frauds tell me to shut up. I'd rather die than let these bastards tell me to shut up.
Well, take Oprah Winfrey. She's on record at these secret eugenics meetings that have come out in mainstream news trying to basically pay for forced abortions in Africa and depopulation. But then if I say Obama's a liar, she says that's because I'm a racist. And it's not because Obama's supposedly part black that I dislike him. I love like a black Ron Paul or something. It's because he is absolutely fundamentally trying to transform this country into a tyranny.
You're absolutely right. But this, Alex, this is what most of the liberals do. And I always tell the conservatives, whether you're white, black, white, or what, especially to the white conservative or libertarian, whoever may be out there, whenever they go with the race card, you know you have them on the run because they never attack what you said about Barack Obama. They never attack what you said. Is it the truth or not? They go with the race card, the Trump card they use to try to silence any critics. They usually call me an Uncle Tom or something. I just tell them, F yourself or go to hell. Because when they find out that these tactics doesn't work, when they call you names, the racist name, when they find out this doesn't work, they have to try to destroy your character altogether. Because whenever the race card doesn't work, then you're going to see the really ugly side of them working for their daddy, the devil, who they work for anyway. And whenever they notice whenever the race card doesn't work, you're going to see the most vilest individuals come out. Then they let their true colors show whenever you don't let the race card work. Oprah, I always tell people, Oprah Winfrey is one of the reasons that Barack Obama is the president. She's the one who baptized him in and let the rest of the media accept him. I told people when Barack Obama first started running for office, he was a straight-up communist. Everybody looked at me like I was insane. I said, go look at what the man stands for. He doesn't stand for anything that the country should be founded and built on. He's a straight-up communist, and he wants to destroy our country. I don't see how anybody can even see that.
Well, now they've got Democrats coming out like Ezekiel Emanuel and admitting they want to wreck health care to take it over. They want to wreck the country, so you have got to go on welfare. They admit that's their plan, and they've almost won.
See, but the only thing I have a little confidence in now, Alex, is that this is the first time you've seen Barack Obama actually vulnerable. All the other times, everything was rolling off him. Now the Democrats are just looking to be reelected in 2014. The only reason a bunch of them are saying anything, and these phony Republicans, the only reason they're saying anything, you remember when Ted Cruz first came out and attacked Obamacare and said we need to defund it? Everybody made him out to be some type of terrorist and racist. Now we see that Ted Cruz was actually correct. I think we need to hold all these politicians, Democrats and Republicans, accountable for them attacking Ted Cruz. They all attacked him, and I said back then that he was absolutely right and he should stay at it. But now we see that Barack Obama may be vulnerable for the first time, not because the Democrats want to do the right thing, not because the Republicans have any damn backbones because they lost their testicles a long time ago, but now they want to get reelected. We're trying to cut off their meal ticket. So now they may be vulnerable to attack Barack Obama. We see even liberal news media outlets attacking Obama, which we've never seen before. So I think we need to attack like now, attack him right now like we never did before.
Oh, I totally agree with you that they're turning on him because Obamacare is an even bigger screw job than they'd intended. It's so well done to wreck the economy. It's happening too fast. I'm concerned what they may pull to try to prop him up. I mean, I try to think like they do. If I was them, they might try to stage some type of assassination on him and blame some idiot patsy they find.
Yeah.
You know, or they might blow something up and blame it on their political enemies, another Oklahoma City. I mean, if I was them, I'd be getting ready to stage something to blame my political enemies.
Now, I wouldn't put this past the mindset of these evil people because they're capable of doing anything. But I can tell you what, it's going to have to be an inside job if they ever try to do Obama because he's one of the most protected men of all time. He don't trust anybody. That's why he wants his own secret military. He wants his own people around him because he don't trust them either. He knows that they may try something like this. I don't know if they can get to him now.
But the last thing I ever want is anything to happen to him. That would turn him from the, you know, rotting political thing that he is now into a mythical figure.
You're absolutely right. The worst thing could happen to Barack Obama now is somebody tried to assassinate him. Because I want him to live, because I want him to fall on his face. I want him to be exposed for the phony he is. Because if he dies now, if something happens to him now, they're going to prop him up to be this great martyr that was only looking for the free the people. And we would never be able to expose or defund Obamacare like we should anyway. So I hope nothing happens to him now because I've seen him vulnerable for the first time throughout his whole political career.
No, I agree with you. He is politically bleeding out right now. E.T. Williams is our guest. Whatever happened to CommonSense.com. And you can see his YouTubes. And I've seen a lot of your stuff. Some of it that I've seen, you know, I think is a little extreme, but so is the First Amendment. So I support your right to do it. I want to come back and talk about the whole homosexual agenda that you talk about in that whole area, then shift gears back into the state of the country and where things are going. But we're going to talk to E.T. Williams straight ahead. He says he's not a good speaker, but you know that's not true. He's great to listen to. Very interesting guy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code Liberty to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
All right, here is where I stand on the entire, quote, homosexual or gay agenda. I do not dislike anybody for their sexual activities. What goes on in their bedrooms, their issue, as long as it's adult and consenting. I'm a libertarian, but I'm also a Christian. That means I can have my views of it. And I'm tolerant, but it doesn't mean I have to adopt it. And what's happening is I can't let my children watch any TV show or pretty much any movie a cooking show, a remodeling show. We try to let them watch that. It's all got a sexual agenda, which is anti-heterosexual. And here's an example. Gucciardi said I could tell this story. And he brought this up this morning. Gucciardi's never brought up anything about the gay agenda to me or the homosexual agenda or whatever you want to call it. He was in Whole Foods yesterday. He said last night, driving home, he went in there to get some food and a smoothie, you know, a vitamin drink. Nobody's there at the counter. He walks up. The guy's clearly gay behind the counter. He said, fine, doesn't matter to him, whatever. He's sitting there. The guy is making his smoothie. And it's about 2 minutes into it, and two gay guys walk up and go, a straight guy, literally, this happened to him last night, a straight guy, he got service first and started griping at the guy behind the counter. Now, folks, Whole Foods does have high-quality food. It's a little bit overpriced, obviously. Whole Paycheck's the real name of it. But that, I've got to go there or Central Market to try to get organic food. And listen, my wife more than 10 times has had people walk over and say, you shouldn't have three kids. They literally come over when you're buying a bunch of red meat and say, that may not be a good choice. It's like a communist compound. So I'm done. I just can't go in there anymore. And it's not because I can't stand to see trendy gay people. It's that they don't want to see me. And so, I thought about having E.T. Williams on about 6 months ago. I thought, man, but the way he goes after these folks, I don't dislike people because of what they are. I mean, here's an example. The American Psychological Association came out and tried to say pedophilia was okay last week and had to reverse themselves. You can look that up. They said it was a sexual orientation, grabbing your kid out of your backyard. So E.T. Williams joins us, and I've got to tell you, his point that it's being literally dropped down on everybody from five-year-olds in school to you name it. If you try to teach a five-year-old about heterosexual sex, it's pedophilia. But when they teach them about what two daddies do or two mommies do, literally to five-year-olds, that's not pedophilia. It is. So what it really has become is I think regular folks out there, gay folks, whatever you want to say, really need to get a hold on their movement, because there's going to be a major backlash to the fact that this is literally like a military takeover of society. So there's my real view on it, is it is the tip of the spear of the revolution. Obama has these gay lesbian groups and then has little kids up to introduce it on purpose, saying, look, we got your kids. You wouldn't have a Playboy Mansion thing, with Hugh Hefner with little kids introducing the women. I mean, this is sexualizing children, and I don't like it. E.T. Williams.
Alex, you're absolutely right. This is every time I talk to something about the gay mafia, the reason I attack them so vehemently, because the way they attack people so vehemently. Personally, I don't have anything against gay people. Like I tell people all the time, I know people who are gay. Some of the nicest people you could possibly talk to. The problem I have is with the way they come out like some kind of type of mob. That's why my pet name for them is the gay mafia, because mafia style people used to try to extort money out of people, do a shakedown to make you do what they want you to do. Soon as a business disagrees with them, it can be for their religious conviction. They have a right. It's still a free country. That's their constitutional right. But the gay mafia, what they do is come in and try to literally destroy a company or a business or an individual for disagreeing with their lifestyle. They have no middle ground when it comes to this. They're everywhere. They literally shove it down your throat. They want you to agree with their lifestyle. And I always tell them, why don't I have a damn opinion? Why don't you agree with my viewpoint? I don't care what you do in your own home, but I don't think we should be redefining marriage. I don't think we should be catering to the whole gay movement and doing everything to pacify them. And also, we're confusing the children. The little boys don't know they're boys or girls. That's why I have a problem with the way they're literally shoving it down our throat. You can't talk about God or Jesus in school, but you can talk about how to put a banana on a condom. You can talk about how Sally has two mothers, how Billy has two fathers.
Well, they teach more than that. They've taken 12-year-olds to college courses in dormitories and beds and teach them stuff I can't even say on air. It's pedophilia.
It's exactly what it is. But see, you used to say that this is pedophilia. But see, what they wanted to do is desensitize you to the whole gay movement and tell you that all this is normal. Either you accept it or something wrong with you. You're homophobic. I always find it.
Yeah, what it is like sexual harassment. Because it's one thing if somebody just says, hey, but then you keep doing it over and over again. It's the pushing, the pushing, the pushing, the pushing. That's the issue. Absolutely. If somebody just says, hey, you know, this is what I like you, or whatever, that's one thing. But if it keeps going, 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 it's the hammering. Just keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. It's just unbelievable, and there's going to be a backlash. Let's talk about it more when we come back and talk about where you think Obama's going, where he'll end up in history. E.T. Williams is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, the DHS has still not fired the black supremacist who called for mass murder of whites, and he is a man over purchasing fully auto, semi-auto, and hundreds of millions of the billions of bullets. He's one of the chief guys involved in the entire DHS program in buying bullets and guns. And they said, you're allowed to run a website calling for killing whites en masse. I have that article. It's up on InfoWars.com right now. And that broke like 2 months ago. And again, this is what I'm talking about, folks. Which I wouldn't do, but let's say I put out a website saying, get weapons and go out and kill, say, Asians. I would be arrested, and I should be. He's not even going to be fired. They're really trying to cause riots or something in this country. And I think that's another thing Obama might pull. I'm going to get E.T. Williams' take on it. He's down in Houston, Texas, a fellow Texan. We're going to talk about what he calls the gay mafia here in just a moment. But, I mean, come on, folks. Ghisciardi literally got bullied last night at the Whole Foods. And I believe him because I've experienced stuff like that, and I've told the story. But I'm going to retell the story briefly here in just a minute as we go back to our guests. First off, we're not going to be able to run it for more than another week or two, max, because they don't want to get too low and be on back order with the manufacturing process. So even when the special ends, you'll still be able to get the Pro Pure systems with the Pro One filters, the entire line, with 10% off promo code WATER. But we're running it with 20% off promo code WATER, which is 20% off the already lowest allowable price. But I'm the biggest distributor in the world of these now, so I'm able to twist arms, be able to offer 20% below the lowest price that other people are allowed to offer. Now, that means somebody can't buy one individually and just to be weird, sell on eBay or something for lower price. But for a major seller of these, we are the best price, period. Promo code WATER. 20. Water 20. You can call or you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. The toll-free number to join us is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. The entire line from their big King model down to the Nomad to their Travelers, and we've got side-by-side comparisons with the competition. There is no comparison, and just go look at it for yourself. That's why we carry it. And then have the very affordable $54 for a pitcher that has the Pro One filters with it. I mean, the Pro One filters ought to cost that alone. So then you add 20% off. We actually make, I think they said $2.50 or something like that on those pitchers at that price. Just to give you an idea. That's the type of how good this deal is. So please support the InfoWar. Get your ProPure systems today and start cutting on all that garbage that's in the water, the fluoride, the glyphosate, you name it. We also have the Live Straw and other systems. InfoWarsStore.com. And then lastly, just briefly here, Survival Shield Nascent Iodine Dietary Supplement. It is available at InfoWarsLife.com, also InfoWarsStore.com. This is proprietary, the only time in the world using electricity and sound waves. That's all I'm allowed to say, but it's certified by the National Institutes of Health. And it is simply amazing what it does, the way it's unbound iodine. It just goes right into the bloodstream. And, of course, follow the recommendations on there and consult a physician if you have any questions. But this is in the halogen family, and they've got all the bad halogens that are in the food, the water, fluoride, fluorine, other things, bromide, and then that fills up your glands. Well, this is the opposite, and this strips it out of your body, the bad stuff, and, of course, just does amazing things. InfoWarsLife.com, and all your purchases make the broadcast possible. InfoWarsLife.com. It's double the strength, half the price. It's a 1 ounce full bottle when the leading competitors are 1 ounce or a half ounce for the same price. Again, the number that you can call to get it is 888-253-3139. And you've heard the rave reviews to the point of I've almost got to say no more when I have open phones calling in and raving about it. It sounds staged that people are so excited about this. Look, I won't steer you wrong, and everybody's a little bit different, but all we've gotten is positive reviews. All we've gotten. We had five calls that they got, you know, the top got broken in shipping or something, and we replaced them. I literally checked with customer service, everything. No negative reviews. I've never even heard of anything like that 2 months in. So InfoWarsLife.com. Be sure and support our local AM and FM affiliates as well, supporting their local sponsors or becoming a sponsor today. Like WBCR right there in Tennessee. I did for 2 weeks. They kept saying, do these liners for stations, do these liners for stations. I had a big stack of them. I was reading the liners for WBCR. And it was the fact that they've never done this in the 16 years or whatever it is they've been carrying my show, 15 and a half, 16 years there in Knoxville. It's an AM station, a great station. They've never had a fundraiser to get the final fees done for a powerful FM. And so I think everybody who's listening on WBCR should donate to that. So I've cut the promo for that and sent it on to them. But 2 weeks late in their fundraiser, I apologize for that. But please support WBCR. They, I believe, other than two stations in upstate New York, They are our oldest affiliate. 15, 16 years old. I don't know, since about 1998 is when, amazing. Okay, WBCR there in Knoxville. Okay, enough of me doing that long plug. I didn't plug last hour, so I doubled down right now. Let me just explain this whole story. I was brought up kind of as a fiscal libertarian, pro-America, pro-gun, conservative, but on social issues, liberal. And literally, you know, have like a gay cousin, he's like a second cousin or whatever, and friends or whatever, college, I don't care. I'm not obsessed with stuff like that. But there's going to be a backlash to the open pushing in schools and everywhere else. You can't turn on any television show. I mean, they've even had gay activists come out and say it's literally getting like a motorcycle gang or something. I've criticized motorcycle gangs. I'm not criticizing all motorcycle gangs, but I've had motorcycle gangs bow up repeatedly for no reason. And I'm like, really? If you get in a fight with me, it's literally somebody's going to die, okay? I can't help it. You may be able to kick my butt, but you're going to be in a fight with somebody that kicks like a mule and bites like a crocodile. I mean, you know, you really want this. Because, man, I tell you what, jump in my briar patch, man, it's, you know, I go crazy. And it's the same thing. Is it pushing? I got invited to a birthday party of the cousin with my wife, and my son was about a year and a half old. My wife was pregnant with my daughter. Then we're going back to E.T. Williams, so I appreciate it. I know he's on his lunch break. And I go to this thing at this bar. They rented out the bar. It's a nice bar. There's like 100 gay guys in there. No women. Maybe two or three women. And me and my wife, and she's pregnant again, only about 3 or 4 months. And the literally like 10 people came over and bitched at her for being pregnant and for having kids. Said, it's gross we're having kids. It's gross that we're straight. And I looked at my cousin. I said, man, who kind of friends are these? I'm getting out of here. And that's what I'm telling you, folks. I've put up with this in Austin now. No exaggeration, a lot of times, to where just because I'm a libertarian, I will literally have gay men get in my face in parking lots and go, I don't like you, extremist. Or in a restaurant, I walked in to pick up food a few weeks ago. Don't let this guy in. This guy's an extremist. And I went, you're joking, right? And he goes, no, I'm not. And just was so angry because I don't worship Obama. It's a cult is what I'm telling you. I don't like the Klan because it's a cult. I don't like some motorcycle gangs because they're a cult. I don't like cults. And I'm telling you, it is a cult now where the author of Ender's Game is against getting rid of marriage. And so they tried to block that movie coming out. I mean, this is a mafia, folks, and it's being used by Obama. Now, E.T. Williams, that's a long intro. I never get into this subject, but since you get into it, I thought we would broach it, and I'm sure now I will probably have the free speech mafia come after me, but it's just at a certain point, I just don't like being pushed around and told I'm bad. I mean, Gucciardi was literally henpecked for about 5 minutes last night while he was waiting for his smoothie. So 3 minutes, no one's there, and they come over and say, get out of my way, you're serving a straight before me, and he's like, Gucciardi said, are you joking? And they ignored him and talked trash about him for another couple minutes while he waited for the smoothie. I mean, it's like crazy. And I guess you're supposed to just blow your head off and go, I'm sorry, shove a gun in your mouth and blow your head off. Maybe that'd make him happy. Maybe that'd make Oprah Winfrey happy, saying I'm a racist because I know Obama's a liar. What do I do, E.T. Williams, to prove I'm not racist? Do I throw myself into a wood chipper?
I think what you tell all of them is to go to hell, Alex. I always tell people, don't even address if you're a racist. And I say, when you entertain the argument and even make the argument with them, they already defeat you, because all they're trying to do is get you sidetracked on what you're actually doing. So whenever they call a racist, call me something. I always say, go to hell. I'm going to keep talking about what I'm talking about, because they want to get you sidetracked, Alex. That's their whole playbook, is what they use. If you have to start defending whether you're a racist or not, it's like, do you have to defend whether you are a dog or not? You know you're not a dog. So I always tell people, don't even address it. When they say you're racist, say go to hell. If you want to think that, I'm not going to even address it. Now, here's my point why I don't like Barack Obama. This is why I don't like it. Because some of these people, you're never going to convince them that you're not a racist anyway. And technically, they know you're not a racist, but they're using that in order to get you sidetracked on your argument.
Keep breaking it down.
But see, another thing is why I always said, I even made a video saying this right here. I said, stop saying you're not a racist, don't even address these jackasses. You don't even have to address them. Just like when people say, you're homophobic. I started laughing. I said, you want me to stop talking about homosexual gender? It's because they're trying to bully us around. I always tell people, I'm not going to let you bully me around to stop me from saying something I know is not right. I don't like to see a heterosexual sucking face in public because my kids may be right here. I don't like them always shoving this down their throat. Some things I think is meant for the bedroom are meant for your home. I don't think they should be all in public forcing us to accept this. And I also have a problem with people redefining words. I've always had a problem with people redefining words. And I don't care if people like what I say. I always tell them, show me where I'm wrong here. I don't see you showing me that I'm wrong. The gays act like a bunch of mafias. Just like you said, the incident from the gentleman you were talking about, he went into the to get a smoothie, and they're bullying him around. Now, if he had said, shut the hell up, get out of my face, if something had happened, they had came to blows, the media coverage on that would have been, man attacks guy for being gay. They would never have said the gays attack him first. This is how they put a spin on anything. So I always tell him, I'm going to speak for myself, so when the story comes out, you can say what you want to, but I'm going to tell my story whether you like it or not. And I always tell my kids the same thing. I tell my kids going to know what I stood for because they don't have to ask somebody what daddy stood for. Daddy's going to tell you what he stands for, and I'm not going to give in to a bunch of cowards, a bunch of race mongers, a bunch of homosexuals who want to shove homosexuals down the throat. Just because Barack Obama is a homosexual, I don't dislike Barack Obama because he's a homosexual, and he is a homosexual, by the way. I don't dislike Barack Obama because he's black or half white or nothing like that. I dislike Barack Obama because he's a communist and a socialist, and he wants to destroy our country the way we know. I like capitalism. I think capitalism works. I don't think if a man should be able to lay around, a woman should be able to lay around and not work, and should be able to draw paychecks from hardworking people who go to work every day. I think this is absolutely nonsense. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you, Ellen. When I grew up, I was 30 years old before I even got health care. As a matter of fact, my birthday today, I'm 48 today. I didn't have health care until I was 30 years old. So don't tell me anything about these people thinking they're entitled to health care.
Well, I didn't either. In fact, now that I think about it, I didn't have insurance until I was 30. It's funny, it's the same year. Only had it about 10 years. But expanding on that, again, E.T. Williams is joining us right now. It's like saying, do you beat your wife? Or saying, walking up saying, prove you don't beat your wife.
Exactly.
And I've noticed my son's got a birthmark. It's clearly a little pink birthmark on the side of his head. It's always at the park and stuff, liberals, we're really authoritarians, come over and say, does your dad do something to you? And I learned this because I had a dog, a lab that got hit by a car. He went underneath the fence, and he got hit by a car, and they wanted to chop his leg off, but I said no, so he got some feeling back in it, but he'd have to swing his leg. And I learned at the park, it was always the liberals, because later I would ask him, I'd say, so you're a big Democrat, aren't you? They'd say, they come over to my dog and say, did he do something to you? Did you hurt his leg? Their whole world, and they did a study in Canada about the environmentalists, the fake ones, how they are six times more likely to commit crime, and how they also share on Facebook for charities, but are the lowest givers.
Yeah.
Democrats are the lowest givers. It's all about how they've got moral high ground and you don't. And of course, I'm oversimplifying this. But it's a great example. And then they'll use an example of some thugs beating up some gay guy about, oh, my gosh, everybody who, you know, isn't accepting our radical agenda is wants to beat people up. No, I don't want to beat anybody up. In fact, the truth is I'm very accepting and very tolerant. And quite frankly, you don't obsess over what people are up to or doing. It's just amazing how this has been organized. But because we mentioned this, Anthony Gucciardi was up here writing an article today at the InfoWars Center with StoryLeak.com. You told me this story this morning, how bizarre it was. Because I was on the hike and bike trail with my son, and I said two trendies were talking trash about me, going, oh, look, there's Alex Jones pointing at me. And then you said, man, it's so weird. And then you told the story of Whole Foods last night. Again, Anthony Gucciardi, tell folks what happened.
Yeah, exactly. So I was at Whole Foods, and I was getting a smoothie because they use a lot of organic produce and stuff. And the guy behind the counter was clearly gay, and that was fine. You know, no big deal. And then I ordered my smoothie. I was waiting maybe 5-10 minutes, and this gay couple comes up, two guys come up, and they order their smoothie, which, by the way, was much larger and would take a lot longer. And I went up, and the other people were getting their smoothies who had already been there for about 10 minutes, and they said, typical, serving the straight man before us, when the guy behind the counter was gay, making the juice. And then I went to get mine, and they were laughing at me and pointing at me, saying, you know, typical, you know, look at the straight guy getting served first and complaining and saying how they're being mistreated. when they had no idea the guy behind the counter was actually gay.
Well, half the people in there probably were.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, we'll be like there's one straight guy running, and they're, like, hunting us on horseback with, like, bows and arrows, yeah, like Hunger Games soon.
It's funny because,
like, our existence means is against them.
The fact that we don't make a big deal about it makes them make a big deal out of it. You know, it's
well, no, that's another issue is that, like, everywhere now they're talking about, especially in schools, that like, two girls, two guys will start kissing each other and doing all this. But then if a girl and a guy kiss, they get suspended. But then it's okay if it's... See, I mean, it's a cult takeover, man. It is a cult takeover.
No. I mean, God forbid we say that a 50-year-old man with male genitalia can't go into an 8-year-old girl's locker room because he identifies as a woman. You know, I went to the DMV, and I was getting my license plate in Texas where you have the thumb scan. And I said, you know, what if I identified as a female, as a black female on my license? And she said, well, you could do that. I honestly asked her that. I said, there's nothing against that. She said, no.
I should identify as an illegal alien. I'll get everything free.
You should.
Exactly.
No, I mean, this is now a society where if I feel like I'm a black female, I apparently can be one. And it's nothing against black people or females. It's just completely ludicrous.
No. If you point out the insanity, then it's even racist to point that out.
It's racist to say that. It's just like this article I wrote yesterday. In the article about how 55%+ of the country wants to repeal Obamacare, they were saying anyone who wants that is in favor of slavery, period.
Well, you are. You don't want to be ripped off.
Yeah, the comments were saying that. Anyone who wants that wants Barack and his family to be slaves again.
E.T. Williams, final segment with him. Thank you, Anthony, for telling your hate-filled story. You should have hung yourself in the Whole Foods and said, I'm sorry. I'm serious. You should have killed yourself right there and just let them bathe in your blood to prove that you're bad. Final segment with E.T. Williams.
Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 34% off freeze-dried roast beef. That's a number 10 can with a 25-year shelf life for only $32.99 while supplies last. Ever tried cooking a holiday dinner during an emergency? Try our new Thanksgiving dinner combo. On sale now at 24% off. And the Katadyn Hiker water filter is only $49.99. That's 38% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The low price leader. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
It's almost a mistake, though, to do what we've done here today, because it is about, like, being the center of attention. That's like the South Park episode where the big motorcycle gangs take over a town and they're all rum, 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 and then they go in the restaurants and go rum, 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 actually making that noise. And I think that's kind of what it has become, is a bunch of grandstanding. Not people that don't want to be messed with, you know, because, but that's what happened with the whole civil rights movement. A lot of really good things happened that went on, but then it becomes an institution to then say brown bags are racist in Seattle and don't wear a Native American outfit to Halloween. It's disrespectful, and don't be a geisha girl. And it becomes like a way to dominate politically. Well, meanwhile, we're all being cheated by these foreign banks that run the insurance companies with Obamacare. We're all being cheated as our dollars devalued by the Federal Reserve. And then meanwhile, they've got us all fighting with each other. And people are so entitled, so looking to be abused, that brown bags are racist, literally. And a lone man getting a smoothie. How do they know what Gucciardi's is into? I mean, it's really ultimately bizarre. E.T. Williams, you've got the final comments on that. Then I want to briefly talk to you about where do you think Obama's going to end up? Where do you think this whole agenda is going? Has the whole control freak socialist movement gone too far, or are they winning?
I think it may have gone too far, because unless the American people stand up and start just recognizing some of the basic essentials of their rights being eroded away, I don't think we're going to ever be able to curb this. Prime example of, I know you're familiar with Alec Baldwin, his latest rant. He's always going off on people. He's cursed out flight attendants, but the minute he says something about the homosexual people, all of a sudden they suspend his show. Kobe Bryant got fined $100,000, the basketball player, for calling the referee an effing faggot, even though the referee himself was not a gay. This whole way that they do things, like the incident you talked about the smoothie. I believe if this had happened and he was, it would have been reversed around and heterosexual had treated him the way and started saying it's about gay, GLAAD and LGBT and all these other organizations would have been on the TV. They had eyewitness news. CNN would have been out there. Everybody would have made a big deal about this story. But when a heterosexual male gets discriminated against, it's no big deal. And especially if you happen to be a heterosexual male that's white, and if you're Christian, that makes it even worse. So this is an all-out assault on manhood, an all-out assault on our way of life. And until we start standing up, opposing these people, we're not going to. That's why Barack Obama has gotten away with what he's gotten away with this long. I don't think it's going to end, because I think we have too many cowards that has been neutered amongst our men. Now, that's how I see it.
But then that'll make the extremists get so wild, they'll finally be a point where there's even a, I mean, if I was a gay man, I would not want to be associated with these groups acting like this, and I would be criticizing it, because they take the most extreme people and make them the leaders of it, saying we're going to teach your 5-year-olds how to do this. I mean,
what happens, I think sometimes is that the extremists, these radical ones, they take over the organization. And the other people who may be a little bit more moderate, they don't want to say anything because they don't like confrontation. But these radicals really like confrontation. And the only way that you can combat them is to be confrontational towards them. You can't ignore these people. When you ignore them, they get more and more bold. I've had them try it with me plenty of times. I always talk to them just as bad as they talk to me. And they always go away. You can ignore them all you want to. I tell people this all the time. You ignore them all you want to, see how far they get you. Because when you ignore these people, they get more and more radical. I got friends who's on Facebook, book with me, who's gay. And people get mad if I have a friend that's gay. I don't agree with their lifestyle. They know where I stand at. I tell them all the time, I don't agree with your lifestyle. They know what my stand is. But they're not trying to push it down everybody's throat like some of these other people. They know my stand on it, and I'm not going to change my stand. Can I be friends with a gay people? A person? Of course I could. But I'm going to be able to have that conversation with them, tell them, hey, I disagree with your
lifestyle. Sure, I get it. It's about your free will, your right to have your opinion. And that's what I stand for. That's real freedom. All right, E.T. Williams, thank you so much. Third hour coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.